I don't know if it's good that you have so much downtime to get ready for this state meet. I'm sure after the district, gosh, you wanted to keep the momentum going, but you got some time at Heritage Hills. You got a practice round also out in at Monument Shadow as well, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, this time of year, it's actually kind of nice. You actually get a little bit more time to practice. You know, we were able to get out on the golf course, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. We were able to play 18 holes at Heritage Hills. And like you mentioned, we were able to slip up to Gehring last Friday and see Monument Shadows and get our guys just a quick preview before we go up tomorrow. But, you know, the course was in perfect shape. You know, the greens were perfect, everything. They just treat you like $1 million. The course was in awesome shape, and our guys played pretty well, you know, and we're able to have a chance to, you know, see the course. Our guys have changed quite a bit since 2 years ago, you know, and we played pretty well, and it was awesome to see the course for sure.
Most of your guys before this practice round had a chance to golf in that once before, hadn't they?
Yeah, so 2 years ago, you know, Trenton Riley would have been our alternate, but, you know, Colton Cutter, you know, Reed Loop, Landon Kamak were all varsity players for us 2 years ago when we played state golf up there. But like I said before, you know, totally different golfers now than what they were 2 years ago. You know, the length that these guys have gained over those 2 years, the maturity that they have, the control that they have off the tee, and their decision-making has definitely changed a ton. You know, and I feel like I said before, the course is in great shape. So I really anticipate, you know, there's going to be some low scores. If we can get a couple days of decent weather, you better expect, you know, 300 or less to be kind of up at the top of the leaderboard. And, you know, that's kind of where we were at Friday for sure.
Coach, all the other coaches I've talked to over the past 2 days, and I'm sure you agree, this might be the toughest Class B state meet to win by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, you know, there's a ton of people that I've talked to, you know, as far as who's going to win it, who's the front runner, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, Rich. There's 7 or 8 teams. Quite frankly, 12 teams, you know, whoever has their day for 2 days up at the state tournament, they have a chance. You know, there's no hiding this year with the Class B differentials, and just looking at the scores all year long, there's just so many good teams out there that have not just 2 great golfers, they have 4 to 5 great golfers that can all break that 80 mark, and there's been multiple schools break that 300 mark. You know, Adam Central, Lincoln Pius, Norris, you know, the list goes on and on just the quality of teams this year. And I think, you know, in my opinion, this is one of the deeper teams that Class B has had. And so we're excited. I feel like, you know, last Thursday and Friday were some of our best practices. So, you know, it's kind of the team that peaks at the right time. And I feel pretty darn good about our guys and where we're at with our game. And it's going to be an exciting meet, to say the least.
I know you want to get off to a good start. Every team wants that first day to go well, so you're not, even if you're not in first place, but you're not trailing the leader by a ton. If you, boy, you get, would you say 10, 15 strokes down, maybe that's still doable, but if any more than that, it might be tough to come back, huh?
Yeah, you definitely can't win it on that first day, Rich, but you can definitely lose it. And I tell you what, you can't be, like you said, that 10, 15 strokes behind. If you're less than 10, there's a lot that can happen, you know, as far as, you know, whether your team gets a little hot or whatever. But, you know, our main goal on the first day is to put 4 solid scores up on the board. And, you know, our objective is we want, you know, hopefully we can get 2 guys that are, you know, right at that par mark, and a couple guys at the mid-70s. I really think that's going to be a competitive number for us. And, you know, you just got to put 4 good guys at the up on the scoreboard to give yourself a chance on day 2. And you know, you don't win it on day 1, but, man, you can certainly lose it. And, you know, we just got to make sure that our decision-making, I like that we're starting on the back 9 to start, you know, kind of get those first kind of couple tee jitters out of the way. I feel like the back 9 you can really score. The front 9 you got to be a little bit more precise. So we're going to have 9 holes under our belt to kind of start the tournament before we get to that front 9.
Well, I think as of right now, I checked the forecast, Ben, and for Gary, and I think it was temperature-wise was A-OK, but I think there is a chance, you know, pretty solid percentage-wise chance of rain on Wednesday, not so much on Thursday. So we'll see what Mother Nature throws at you.
Yeah, and I looked at the same thing, Rich, you know, maybe 50-60% chance of rain on that Wednesday morning. I don't think wind's going to be a factor. You know, I saw everything under that 10-mile-an-hour mark, but, you know, something we haven't played in. I don't think a lot of teams have played in a lot of rain this year, you know, just even the Western teams. So it's going to be interesting to see to kind of battle that weather. The tougher the conditions, I like our kids and how they perform in a little bit tougher conditions. So we're going to have to see them on Wednesday, and then Thursday looks to be a really nice day for us. And you know, tomorrow when we go up for a practice round, it looks like to be some decent weather as well. Might have a little bit of moisture, but you know, our guys are going to have one more chance to see the golf course, kind of fine-tune what they're going to hit off the tees and things like that. But like I said, we had a great outing on Friday, and our guys should have some great memories going into it.